ABC.
A new higher performance bus fleet and better park and ride facilities and a high frequency express bus service. Corey Wingard, he joins us now. He's the Transport Minister announcing this. Good morning, Corey Wingard.
Good morning, David.
All right, can you explain to the good people of Adelaide what it is you're proposing and how you think it will solve the problem up in the hills?
Yeah, look, we've been looking at this from a number of angles and doing this work over a period of time to look at rapid bus transit. Infrastructure South Australia had a look at the whole gamut of offerings and what might work and what might not work up there through the hills. And we know we need to improve public transport up there. They haven't had significant investment like this for a couple of decades. So we're looking at rapid bus transit, and what we are putting on the table and what we are going to be delivering is $10 million for a dedicated fleet of 15 high-performance buses. So what we want to be delivering here and what the service will deliver, a better service, is express buses from the hills to the city. So it'll cut the travel time by about 5 minutes. Also through peak, it'll be a regular service, so an express service. Every 6 to 8 minutes, there'll be a bus heading down the hill, taking people to the city, and more importantly, that express service getting them home and getting them home to their families so they can spend more time with their loved ones at the end of the day.
Corey Wingard, a lot of people are saying, well, what happens when there's an accident? If you're just relying on buses on that freeway, if there's an accident, those express buses aren't going to go anywhere.
We had talked about that, David, already, and it's another piece to this puzzle, and it's a broader brush to actually deliver better services there to the people of the Adelaide Hills. So you would remember, I think we chatted about the Managed Motorways project, Stage 1, which we delivered a couple of years ago now, which, of course, opened up that third lane and got those barriers across the top of the freeway, whereby there are the X's and the ticks. So if a lane does get closed down, you can filter people out of the lanes, and that's controlled from the Traffic Management Centre. We have put money towards Stage 2 of that, which will be from the toll gate up, whereby those barriers will be movable. So again, should there be an incident or an accident, heaven forbid that there is, we'll be able to, again, manage the motorways, move the barriers across, and actually keep traffic flowing through there.
Stephen Shotton is Regional Development Manager with a group called Regional Development Australia. Stephen Shotton, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
A number of people suggest to us from time to time, why can't we have an O-Bahn-like service up to the Adelaide Hills? That's got some merit, hasn't it? Because it would address this issue that so many of our listeners are concerned about. That is, as Dan Cregan said, you can have a Maserati or a Lamborghini, a high-performance vehicle, but if it's stuck in gridlock, it's not going anywhere. But if you had a dedicated O-Bahn-like service running along the freeway, I mean, that'd cost a mozza, but that would actually not only deliver better services, but it would deliver more regular services, despite whatever crisis might be happening on the other side of the barrier.
Yeah, you're right. And I think having worked with consultants in transport industry the last couple of years, the O-Bahn really is a model form of transport. It's so well patronised. And something like that would help the hills because we're limited with corridors. You know, if you get stuck on Anzac Highway or somewhere else in Adelaide, you've got two or three other main roads you can divert to, but in the hills we don't. If the freeway's blocked, you've got very limited options. So having a dedicated route, whether it's train, O-Bahn, it would be a really nice long-term solution.
Sam DeLook is the former Liberal, now Independent member for Wait, standing for re-election. Good morning, Sam DeLook.
Good morning, David.
What about an O-Bahn up the freeway?
I think as all your commentators have already made the assessment, what happens when there is that B-double prang on the freeway and it all gets blocked up again? You actually haven't solved the problem.
Yeah, but if you had an O-Bahn that were dedicated just to the buses, that wouldn't be a problem, would it?
David, it would be worth doing the study to see what the additional cost of putting in essentially two extra lanes on the freeway for dedicated O-Bahn, because I don't think any motorist wants to see a lane being reduced versus the cost of extending a spur line out to Mount Barker, as proposed by the South Australian Transport Action Group.
Jeremy Conway is Chief Executive of Infrastructure SA. Good morning, Jeremy Conway.
Good morning, David.
Well, what do you think of this idea of the O-Bahn?
I think that is a really interesting and potentially viable longer-term solution for it. In the piece of work that we did recently, we looked at different options of bus rapid transit, which Oban is a classic example of. There's ways how you could stage it, but ultimately it's a fairly expensive solution still. It would be somewhere between $1 to $2 billion to complete Oban system, but you can stage towards it.